This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That's not Unterwasser. That's how long we are out from the election. But if you think this is being done to just get rid of Trump, think again. All of this has been pre-planned. We told you exactly what they would do when they began the rollout. And they're doing it. They're shutting the world economy down. They're going to kill billions in the next decade. Billions will die. So all you big leftists and folks that are into depopulation, you are definitely going to get everything you want. It's going to happen to you as well. But you'll be positronically and chemically lobotomized long before they suck your soul out. So you want dystopia? You got it. Now, the good news is we're going to see a lot of rejection of this whole New World Order system. And a big awakening is taking place, and we are starting to turn the corner when it comes to a particular nasty club of deep staters that are trying to cause a civil war in our country. But long term, if they're not routed out and prosecuted for their criminal operations, just by attrition, they're going to win by shutting down civilization. And you knew the next call was going to be Silicon Valley that started the lockdown and, you know, shut down their companies first, then followed by the entertainment industry and create the domino effect to make it look like Trump had to shut everything down. Or he was killing people, and all the fake numbers and all the rest of the propaganda. Silicon Valley's now announcing that they're basically never reopening. And that you'll all, quote, work from home as you're being taught to be obsolete. And now, following suit, California school districts in Silicon Valley, leading the way, are announcing that they're never going back to school. And Austin is following that model, and the AISD and also the Westlake schools, they have just gotten rid of grades, basically, where you can take whatever semester you had your highest grades, and then that is applied and doubled. I mean, this is 2 plus 2 equals 5. This is ending education by design. It was always the plan. This is how you create servile slaves, is dumbing them down, destroying the work ethic so that robots have to come in and do the work, further displacing humans because humans are so dysfunctional, so mentally ill, and start so many crazy fights with each other. That we are dysfunctional. There was a big article out about that yesterday. I meant to get to. You guys pull out a stack. Big study just came out. There's a whole bunch of these, but how leftists, again, are more likely to steal, more likely to lie, and that they claim they're trying to help the office or the military or whatever the institution is, but they will destroy it. And they're just ninnying, spoiled, brainwashed brats who are being prepared to be pushed into the fire, not by us, but by the globalists. But then when you look at the engineers of this thing, to a person, they're into dehumanizing and pedophilia. They're just obsessed with hurting innocents. So they're not setting up this some survival of the fittest thing to get rid of the useless eaters. They are setting up a charnel house of just out-of-control experiments and degradation. Experiments in just a mad scientist torture chamber, hellhole on a planetary intergalactic scale. Just hell on Earth. But let me tell you some of the big news when we come back from break here. There is a lot of it. And we now, we've always known what's going on, but now it's really confirmed. We know the exact shape of it, how the New World Order is going to come and everybody, and where we're going to go from here. But remember, They're going to keep the death of the third world quiet till it totally collapses and overfloods us. That's the plan they're about to carry out. So a lot of folks are dying right now, starving to death. So I hope you're left or proud of yourself. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. On this Tuesday transmission, 118 out from the election. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, I am sitting here not looking at the blueprints of world government and planetary deindustrialization and depopulation. I'm now looking the New World Order Field Marshal's plans in motion. You know, Hitler had Operation Barbarossa to invade Russia already drawn up in 1938. But it wasn't for, 3 years or so till they did that. But it's one thing to have something on paper. It's another thing to actually launch it. Kind of like we had the atomic bomb plans and weren't sure they were going to work till we detonated them out in the desert in Nevada and then dropped them on Hiroshima and Nagasaki a few months later. Nothing like a live test. So I'm almost speechless right now. The news and information is so profound. The only way I can do this is just tell you the news we have coming up and then try to do the best job I can to go through each stack of this. If you remember in 1984, they have the telescreens that watch you, listen to you, and also bark orders at you. That is now official. And they're not just going to take over your TV or your cell phone, but they are going to take over your refrigerators. Everything is now having microphones and cameras and speakers put on them, because everything's going to be barking orders at you and surveilling you. You're not just going to get governmental text messages and all the and corporate advisements, but everything from Apple to Spotify to Google, everything is going to bark orders at you everywhere you go. License plates are going to be digital. They'll be barking orders. Billboards are being bought up by the corporations to be digital. They'll bark orders. They also spy on you with different devices. It is a completely hellish dystopia being built by the bad guys to suppress and control humanity and bring us into the kill grid. Fortnite obviously has 50, 100 million, who knows, players on it. One of the biggest video games in the world, multiplayer games. And now CNN is force-fed onto that, whereas players could talk to each other and go around and live in this fantasy land. You think you were just given fantasy land so you'd sit there and eat Hot Pockets all day? No. You were addicted to this fantasy land because now you're learning it's a roach motel, and roaches go in, they don't go out. And so every media must be pumped full of race war, pumped full of disinfo. Now, it turns out that players across the board, whether they be black or white, almost universally began attacking the big jumbo screen re-education camp brainwashing systems. If you're watching this on TV right now, Radio listeners, it's up on Infowars.com. This is directly out of a Soviet or a Chinese-style re-education camp. Oh, they had drive-in theaters in communist China, but not the type that we had. You get locked up at the local sports stadium, and they sit there and blare, sometimes 24 hours a day, messages about how you need to accept re-education, you need to decry those that haven't fully submitted, you need to say what you've done wrong, you need to promise what you're going to do for the party. This is a dystopic blueprint being run on us because it's worked everywhere else. I mean, we're being marched in to a collective extermination grid. Seen the film, the Nazis herding men, women, and children into pits to shoot them and then have bulldozers cover them up? Ever seen all the execution footage? Well, that's what we're all being herded into, folks. And they're cutting off your food, your water, your medicine, your mobility, everything. And it's not going to end if Trump gets out of office. It's only going to get worse. Because this is a giant, total, complete corporate model. So imagine, you don't just get force-fed CNN at the airport or force-fed CNN at the bar or the train station. Now you have to watch it because it's going to come over your phone with alerts. It's going to be forced onto your video game TV screens. And now they're saying, oh, if you're mean to the messages and don't listen to them, you're going to be punished. That's right. You're not allowed to be on your Fortnite unless you submit to Van Jones telling you that white people are inherently bad. When the most evil globalist corporations the planet's ever seen own Time Warner, own CNN. I mean, CNN won't say a word about 3 million Muslims in death camps, millions of Christians in slave labor camps in China. They love it. Silicon Valley loves it. They're authoritarians. And they're going, oh, this is for black people. We're hijacking all your screens and pumping race war narrative and that America sucks and that black people are about trans people. Makes no sense. So you must support helping black men have their penises cut off because we're helping them. This is your science fiction movie, folks. You're in the dystopia. And they're going to force you to watch them, force you to look at them while they censor everybody else. And then while they lie about everybody else. So medical doctors, all right, that's good. I can't look at any more. Thanks. Medical doctors with major hospitals, major clinics come out and show COVID-19 is an exaggerated hoax. They get banned on YouTube. But Van Jones is pushed at the top of Google, top of Twitter, everywhere, and now force-fed onto your video game. So remember we were worried about surveillance cameras 25 years ago and how they'd be hooked into these grids and track and control you. And I made films and warned you about how they would hijack the devices and how big corporations would do it. And now you're here. And it's like, oh, they're doing it because of COVID. Remember a few months ago, oh, we're hijacking all your computers, your TVs for COVID. And oh, at the top of all the playlists on Apple Music and Spotify and YouTube, we have what we call a blackout where we only show you communist revolutionary black music. How to kill the police, how to do all this. And now it's like, oh, and now we're going to force feed a whole race war channel that CNN's separately producing right onto your TV screens to radicalize people sitting there playing their Fortnite. The average age is about 13. So your child, while you're busy watching Netflix, your child is being brainwashed by Van Jones. Here's the thing, though. I don't really want to interrupt my enemy when they are destroying themselves, to quote Napoleon Bonaparte. This, I could have told them, would have spectacular backlash. But see, they know that. They don't care. They're going to press and press and press and press and censor. The ADL's come in and said, we run Sony. We run Microsoft. We have partnerships with all the video game platforms. We're going to control what you can say and do. And they're banning the OK sign now from the military games. Just sign language, international, meaning, okay, move forward. Everybody knows what all that means. Thumbs up, you know, they're now saying it's a racist term. So literally, this international spy organization, the ADL, is now the thought police partnered. Oh, and they called Stefan Molyneux a white supremacist. They put out a list of thousands of people that they say are white supremacists. And so he was taken off YouTube. See how it works? Because Mr. Greenblatt is God and now controls your TV screen. Remember Outer Limits, that old 60s show? We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. Well, your TV doesn't just track what you watch and what you do now. It barks orders at you. And notice this is all moving very quickly. It's all moving very, very quickly. Now we're just suddenly, it's going to be on everything constantly, just screens, like Minority Report. You're walking through, they're face scanning, they know who you are, they're directing moms, and then the Maoist youth brigades. Oh yes, they're now raiding churches, attacking people, under de Blasio's command. Wait till we cover this, and it's all modeled off of Communist China. We'll show you the documents when we return.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us as we discuss the destiny of humanity and the great choices we have before us on this planet. All right, let's get into the operating system of this. The Communist Chinese took a lot of models that the Imperial Chinese and the Mandarin and the legalists and others had developed over several thousand years, and just basic torture they learned from the Huns and many others. And they fused it with a lot of Western torture techniques and a lot of the techniques that they were taught by the psychiatric systems of the world and other authoritarian regimes. And so if you read back in the 50s and 60s, the CIA, that had really secretly helped put Mao Zedong into power, said, oh, we've got to study all this torture and all this mind control, because the Mandarins are doing it, you know, the Communist Chinese are doing it, and they're able to actually create Manchurian candidates, read that term, we have to be able to beat that. So that was their excuse to have those projects, was to study it. Just like they'll create all these new bioweapons to have a cure for them. And so when you look at the operating system, as I've told you many times, of Black Lives Matter and of what's unfolding, we've been studying Antifa and Refuse Fascism, controlled by Soros and others, and it is a Maoist group that they will tell you, we follow Mao's plan, and what they do is they hype the young people up, and the government, the media promote it and say they're revolutionary, but the establishment directing the mob of young people to go out and beat people up, attack people, and then even kill them. And then so it's not the state doing it. Oh, no, it's the, quote, young people that have been turned loose. Now, one facet of this gets into the Communist Chinese and one of their systems of control. And it's interchangeable with European schools of torture and psychology as well. I mean, a lot of this is just putting you into a Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness position. But I want to go to this report, and then when we come back, I want to show TV viewers and talk about it for radio listeners, photos here and documents about what happened in the 50s and 60s and 70s and the tens of millions that were killed by people on average the age of 12. And let me tell you, you know, you got 50 schoolgirls coming to your house with butcher knives, I mean, they're going to kill you. Not that women don't know how to kill people, it's just that when they do get into it, it's like a absolutely savage, insane, foaming at the mouth, just murder, murder, murder. That's what they're winding up right now. So you notice she's the leader. She's the girl. You know, she's 10 years old. She's going to kill you. Look at this one. Oh, look how happy they are. All the power they've got, killing people every day. Kill, kill, kill. They're just nice little girls. Kill, kill, kill. Kill, kill, kill. When you go out to these events, you see the hate in the eyes, man. So the Communist Chinese that have 3 million Muslims in death camps and millions of Christians in slave camps and death camps, they're our model of Black Lives Matter. They're the good guys because they hate black people, the communists particularly, but China's very, very racist. Oh, look at this here. Here they are tearing down statues of Buddha and things, just like the Muslims do, and beating people to death. You just type in Maoist Youth Brigades. But let's go ahead and go to worldwide population being tortured in deep state psyop. This is an incredibly important report. You know what? I'll do it next segment because I ran out of time. The report's a little longer than I thought. Oh, look, here's book burning right here. And you've got all the young people, some as young as, you know, 7 years old, but again, the average age, 12. And they're burning all those evil books. And that's the official model of all this. Oh, and guess what? Guess what the main mechanism of these brigades was to feed themselves, and they would go out in the countryside and round up people that weren't following all the orders. They did it as an act of will. This is on record. They would cook in huge cauldrons, 10 feet high. There's photos of these with people being put in them. And they would chop up men, women, and children and throw them in and boil them and then sit there and eat their flesh. Look it up. Communist China and the practice of cooking political dissidents and eating them. So this is the operating system that is being promoted by that devil George Soros and that demon Hillary and all these people, and they really think they're going to be able to get away with this in America because, my God, Kaepernick came out and said, get rid of the American flag, get rid of the country, America's bad, get rid of July 4th, and major groups said, we agree with you. You're God, sir. You're God. And now they're not going to play the national anthem. They said at the beginning of the NFL now, they're going to play the, quote, black national anthem. That's a communist anthem. So see, oh, first it's just take a knee for police brutality. Win the flag. Don't take a knee at a part of the game separately from, I guess, police brutality. No, it's take a knee during the flag, during the Pledge of Allegiance, during the national anthem. And now it's, yeah, I want to get rid of America. America sucks. And all he's doing is operating with some $100 billion corporation that sells overpriced crappy shoes made in slave camps. And it's all just this sick cover for this massive AI takeover of the culture. And the force feeding of the propaganda and all of it. And all the men in this country predominantly have been taught, just keep your head down. Get into the fear of whatever BS they're pushing at the time and play along and you're going to get advanced in life. No, that's not what happens in this phase. That's not what happens. Things get dystopic very, very quickly because the globalists are now launching their operation. So this is one of the most important reports ever. And I'm glad people actually go to the research and codify what we talk about here because When I tell you they're all Maoist youth brigades, and I tell you they're using Chinese communist brainwashing techniques, I mean, this has officially been adopted by the major psychiatric associations. The average reporter knows what they're doing. They're all in on it, folks. This is a criminal takeover. And people are fighting and positioning themselves to be party members in the new authoritarian system. Instead of going out and fighting this, people are auditioning to see who can get on their belly the fastest. I want to warn those that have been working for the system, though. I've never seen a case when one of these things really comes into power that they don't burn the people that brought them to power. And there's a lot of reasons that's done. It's scientific tyranny. It would take an hour to go over it all, but I think you've got a lot of reasons and answers yourselves. But you'll want to purge over folks that engage in atrocities so another group can say they're another faction and it's always the same. And you also don't want people like this that are power seekers because they're just going to try to overthrow your regime. So it's very, very sophisticated. There's a science to it. We are walking right down the road now to the gates of hell and crawling into it, dragging our children with us. I mean, this is 100% total red alert.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all. Thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now, but Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Cyrus Jones.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
All right, we got a big show today. I probably should have told you this earlier. Paul Joseph Watson, quarterbacks of the fourth hour. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who's been one of the biggest preachers day one, got arrested, saying he wasn't going to shut down his churches. He's really written a powerful new book detailing that COVID-19 is a hoax in its response and its overblownness. And it got banned off Amazon for thought crime. And guess who else will join us at the bottom of the next hour? Roger Stone with exclusive information when he's just days away from being sent to federal prison for a crime he didn't commit and for the crime of being an American patriot getting President Trump elected. Okay, let me just go back to this. I want to explain something. It's on record that the Democratic Party has taken $50+ million from Black Lives Matter. It's on record that group was set up and funded by Soros as a psyop to claim that a PAC they control represents black people. It's real simple. The Democrats made this group. They got three black communist brainwashed women who don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, who are the front people, and all the money sucked out, and they live in $1 million mansions. And then they say, we represent black people. And then they are indistinguishable in their command chain from Antifa. That's run by Refuse Fascism, also funded by Soros, and they work in tandem. And that's in the Soros documents we got 3 years ago. Headline, documents to tell plan in Maryland for martial law under Obama plan. We have the documents. It's how they run it, how they try to go out and get black people to burn stuff down, and how the whites are there leading it in their disguises. So this is not a joke. This is deadly serious, and the New World Order is not spending tens of billions of dollars on all this for nothing. That's right, there's video. BLM founder says, we are trained Marxists, and we are carrying out a Maoist revolution. You go out to these events, you'll find them wearing Maoist Youth Brigade uniforms. And when I drive by my armored vehicle, so we knew this was all coming, they literally look at me, and they're mainly usually white men, and they go, you're dead. We're going to kill you when we take over. They just point at us, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead. These are killers. They're not really going to do the killing by themselves, but when there's a big mob and they're burning down your house or whatever, yeah, they're going to do that. Well, guess what? You're never going to get me in one of your little FEMA camps. And I just want them to know that if this kicks off the way you really want it to, you're going to beg for your mother. You're going to beg for your mommy, and she ain't going to be coming. Okay? Let's just move on from that. But they are running this operation against us, and it's deadly serious. And now people know, whoa, Jones isn't exaggerating about this. No, I'm not exaggerating about any of it. It's worse than I can tell you. These people are on a power trip because they are commanded by globalists. They have a plan. They believe they're going to have positions of power. I'll never forget running to Antifa 20 years ago. And Steve Mason, a local activist who'd been a big liberal, parents were Quakers on the East Coast, he warned me. He said, this is the main group in the future. This is what the communists really are. Within 20 years, they plan to overthrow everything. This is the group. Because he'd infiltrated them. He'd been there. He went deep. We got to come talk to him in years. Got to get him on the show. Hope he's alive. And smarter than hell. But I just can't believe it. I mean, these people literally want to beat your brains out and take your kids away. And you're lucky if they don't eat them. Okay? By the way, you guys didn't pull it up. Did you have trouble pulling up where the communist Chinese eat people? Greg Reese found it the other day. It was even like in Vanity Fair of all places. I forget the exact name. It was called Flesh Banquets. Communist Chinese Flesh Banquets. I mean, I want listeners to know, we're not up here making any of this up, okay? Here's the report. It's on Bandot Video. It needs to get out to everybody. It's so incredibly important. Worldwide population being tortured in deep state psyop. Here it is.
This report is based on Amazing Polly's recent video, Is This Torture? In her video, Polly examines Amnesty International's 1973 report on torture and how it seems to reflect the current response to COVID-19. According to Amnesty International's report, torture is the systematic and deliberate infliction of acute pain in any form by one person on another in order to accomplish the purpose of the former against the will of the latter. The report then uses Biederman's chart of coercion to describe the technique. Psychologist Albert Biederman studied communist Chinese tactics known as DDD, debility, dependency, and dread. The CIA has been trained to use debility, dependency, and dread. And according to their 1983 Human Resource Exploitation Training Manual, many psychologists consider the threat of inducing debility to be more effective than debility itself. With DDD, the debilitated victim becomes dependent upon the torturer and develops a strong fear of anything vague or unknown. Biederman's Chart of Coercion lays out the design of DDD. Does any of this sound familiar? Number one, isolation. We see this with quarantines and social distancing and the prohibition of crowds and large gatherings. Number two, monopolization of perception. Corporate mainstream media has monopolized all of pop culture, and those on social media who challenge the mainstream narrative are censored. Also listed is restricted movement and monotonous food. Number three, induced debilitation and exhaustion. Gym closures, church closures, losing your job, school closings, and wearing masks all day long increase stress and provokes exhaustion and debilitation. Number four, threats. We are threatened that our own children may be taken away from our homes and that experimental forced vaccines are coming. We are told that more will die if we restart America. And we are threatened with tracking chips, contact tracing, and a new normal. Number five, occasional indulgences. Here we find fluctuations of interrogators' attitudes, such as BLM protests are good, Trump rallies are bad. Walmart is okay, but small businesses are not. The torturer will provide occasional indulgences such as rewards for partial compliance. If you just wear a mask, someday we can return to normal. Number six, demonstrating omnipotence and omniscience. Shutting down the entire global economy was a pretty good demonstration of omnipotence. Huge fines and jail for people not wearing a mask. We see the omniscience with Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and other official experts. Number seven is degradation, being called non-essential or a science denier, being treated as ignorant fools and called names by celebrities for not complying. Number eight, enforcing trivial demands. This final step develops habits of compliance. Enforcement of minute rules such as standing 6 feet apart, following arrows, and showing support for violent BLM protests. Also, according to the report on torture, many victims become ill as a result of coercion, and more than half the illnesses listed in the report can be easily diagnosed as COVID-19, according to CDC guidelines.
I think you can tell. There's a little bit more of the report. It said, banned on video. This is key to the fight. Get it out, folks. That's your mission. Stay with.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Pro-human, last-ditch front line against the new order takeover. Yeah, I wish we were bigger. I wish we were better. But we're what's here. You're what's there. We appreciate you. People keep asking me. Emails flood in on the street. I get almost nothing but universal love now, which shows a lot of people are awake, unless it's a leftist. But people say, oh, how does it feel to be vindicated? How does it feel that it's all been proven? I'm like, it doesn't feel good at all, man. It's like your mom gets a big lump in her breast, and you're like, hey, Mom, check that out. It might be cancer. And she goes, yeah, it's cancer. It's like, oh, I'm vindicated, you know. It sucks. And I'm just sitting there thinking about what I'm going to put up with. Because you can always overthink this type of stuff, and I just want to see these globalists get off our backs. I don't even have vengeance. I just want to be in a different universe than them. You know what I mean? Because they're bad people. All right, I'm not going to start pontificating. I mean, by the time I watch 50 clips before I go on air and read and look at all these news, it just drives me crazy. But we've got to do it. That's why we're here doing it. Look at these headlines right here before I get these videos. BLM teacher says 2 plus 2, only 4, because of Western imperialism, and that math is racist. By the way, I was talking to a lady this morning, and she's like, yeah, I used to be kind of a liberal, but it's a cult now. And she goes, I used to work in PR, you know, she had a degree in it. And she goes, this is real brainwashing. And she goes, that's why I got out of it. And I said, yeah. Did you hear YouTube's now putting strikes on YouTube channels where they say white knight takes black pawn? She didn't believe me until I showed her. You know, that doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to be, if they tell you stand on your head and drink piss out of the toilet, you do it. It's cult brainwashing. It's supposed to be nonsensical. They're getting you ready to bow down. And yes, they're also officially saying chess itself is racist. You shouldn't be able to have white pieces and black pieces. As if it has anything to do with race. It's two different colors, obviously opposing sides. Holy mackerel. I've got a chess set I bought down in Mexico when I was a kid that the little Mayans make, and it's, you know, green pieces and black pieces. Is that one side for the Martians? But again, it's all nonsensical. Oh, I'm sorry, that's one article here. I have hundreds of these. Here's the next one. California faculty demands free studies for all black students, charges that education is grounded in white supremacy. That's how they bring in the new class system, you see. But it's not to empower black people. They'll be the kept group, the globalists control that they claim that they're representing. They're really just milking them. University researcher forced out for highlighting facts showing no racial bias in police shootings. In fact, if you're a white person, you are statistically the highest group to be shot by the police. Not because there's just more white people, I mean, per capita, because cops will actually do their job when they're dealing with white people because they're not going to get sued. Like in Phoenix the other day. People call on a guy with a gun out in a car, and he's doing weird stuff. The police get there, and the guy has a gun in his hand pointing it at him so that they'll shoot him. Do you think the cops want to shoot somebody? Have a big freak? No. They're like, put it down, buddy. Put it down. I can't believe the cops didn't shoot him quicker. You point a gun at me, I'll pull. I mean, this is insane, man. But this is designed to break society down. Here we go. University researcher forced out for highlighting facts showing no racial bias in police shootings. Well, actually, there is. If you're white, the cops will shoot you quick. And there are some bad cops out there. God, too. And you wait as the standards go down, as good people don't want to be cops. But I love how the group that called the cops on the guy with the gun then bitch about it. Like, you call them, they get there, and then, oh. Researchers say 26 million Black Lives Matter protesters did not increase spread of COVID-19. And Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are real, too. So notice, oh, 26 million people's good. But if you want to have a Baptist church service in New York, de Blasio will have you arrested. And he says Black Lives Matter is more important in a video clip. Like, we'll play it in a moment. But first, then they send Black Lives Matter into Baptist churches, multiracial churches, and scream names at black people. You're like, that doesn't make sense. No, this isn't some PR thing where they're trying to look bad. They want to be so godlike that they can march into your church and start fights with people and have it defended because they're whipping it up to the Maoist level violence. Look at this. Getting in front of somebody trying to go to their Baptist church. We're allowed to march. You can't have your church. We're going to call black people Uncle Toms. This is, they're trying to get a fight. I mean, you talk about getting on somebody's turf. And it goes on and on. Shock video. BLM harasses Christians attending church. Let's play this. There's probably 50 of these videos a day. Black thug sucker punches dancing 12-year-old white boy who was at a local dance school dancing out front. Let's go ahead and roll the video of that. And again, some trendy white kid, probably autistic, out with a multiracial group of black kids playing music, having a good time, and boom, there's your diversity, baby. And the other black dude's like, why'd you do that? Well, because the other guy thinks it's cool because white people are bad. Didn't you hear? White lives don't matter. Kid got a broken nose and a concussion. But there you go. That's a racial attack. But, oh, you won't see that on the news. Oh, poor white people, like CNN says. And it goes on from there. Let's go ahead and play a clip from a gentleman that, you know, ought to be on Fox News, not on sports TV, on the NBA. Marcellus Wiley laying out what Black Lives Matter really is. Here it is.
I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Is this a good idea?
It's not a good idea. I do want to give the players credit for their flex to even get this to be more than just an idea, but something that's going to be in reality. I give the players that. But there's a problem with when you start to go down this road of the freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and how much social space is allowed for those who don't support in that same space. And that's where I wonder where this is going to go. In terms of identity politics, we know what identity politics does. It divides and it polarizes. No matter how you want to look at it, that's just the effect of it, no matter how great the intentions are. And we all know the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So it's an interesting play right here. I don't know how many people really look into the mission statement of Black Lives Matter, but I did. And when you look into it, there's a couple things that jump out to me. And I'm a black man who's been black and my life has mattered since 1974. And this organization was founded in 2013. I'm proud of you. But I've been fighting this fight for me and for others a lot longer. Two things. My family structure is so vital important to me. Not only the one I grew up in, but the one I'm trying to create right now. Being a father and a husband, that's my mission in life right now. How do I reconcile that, what I just told you, with this mission statement that says, quote, we dismantle the patriarchal practice. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. When I know statistics, when I know my reality, forget statistics. I knew this before I even went to Columbia and saw these same statistics that I'm going to read to you right now. That children from single parent homes versus two parent homes. The children from the single parent homes, this is in 1995, I was reading this. 5 times more likely to commit suicide. 6 times more likely to be in poverty. 9 times more likely to drop out of high school. 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances. 14 times more likely to commit rape. 20 times more likely to end up in prison. And 32 times more likely to run away from home. I knew that. You know why I knew it? Because a lot of my friends didn't have family structures that were nuclear like mine, and they found themselves outside of their dreams and goals and aspirations. So when I see that, or as a mission statement for Black Lives Matter, it makes me scratch my head. When I also see their mission is to eradicate white supremacy, in 2020, white supremacy is the mission. That's a lot of digging through minutia right there. I am on a show that I'm hosting along with another black guy who is hosting with me, who replaced another black guy. And that's just one example of it. So I understand. I respect your space. I respect what you're protesting for. But will you respect others who don't support that same protest?
That's right. And we're talking about globalist supremacy. Globalist supremacy. The video's on InfoWars.com. All right. I didn't plug this out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We need to get back to the land.